With us now is photographer John Slemp. John is has been a regular guest with us the last couple of years, and that's because, first of all, you put out a great book, The World War II Bomber Boys, and it is a photographic masterpiece of leather jackets, from authentic jackets from World War II. But this project has really taken on a life of its own. I mean, you started out with just making the book, but it's just continued to explode. And so every year we get a chance to catch up and find out what you've been up to.
Right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that very much. It really has taken a life of its own. We're in the process now of creating educational materials based on stories in the book. We've hired a company called Journeys in Film. They're in Utah, and they specialize in creating educational materials for teachers. And the way it works is they create the materials, they put it online, and it's free for teachers to download. And part of the deal is we're going to ask them to buy a book, of course.
Sure.
But, you know, from what I understand, there's a pool of about 2 million teachers who will have access to this material. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, actually, lately. And it's a great way to continue telling the story and preserving the heritage and the history of what these men and women accomplished, you know. And so it's much more than I ever envisioned when I first started it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. When you had the first concept for the book, you have a very extensive photography background, so you looked at how best to photograph these jackets and preserve them. Well, do you remember what the first one was you shot?
Sure, sure. MISSNU on a scantily clad woman on the back. It belonged to one of my chapter members, 690 in Lawrenceville, Georgia, shout out. And it was one of their uncles. It was in a shadow box. I brought it in and I photographed it. And I sent it to Dorothy Cochran at the Smithsonian just for giggles. I had met her through Women in Aviation, something I'm working on. 58 minutes later, I got a separate email saying, "We have 15 jackets out of work for your project. When can you be here?" I was shocked. And we went up a few months later and I shot 13 jackets, and it just took on a life of its own literally from there. And I wound up shooting 162 jackets across the country, 12 different museums, the Air Force Museum in Dayton, March Field, 390th Bomb Group in Tucson, and, you know, just on and on. Indiana Military Museum had 2 jackets associated with the atomic bomb mission.
Really?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Little tiny museum in Vincennes, Indiana.
Wow. When you started photography with the jackets, did you have in mind, I know you have a special lighting setup.
Yes.
Did you have that in mind from the start, or did it sort of evolve? Okay.
Yes. No, the first jacket I shot, basically it was a light box. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to spend a lot of time cutting it out from a background and that sort of thing. So I created a light box. It's a 4x4 sheet of plexiglass lit from underneath. And then I also lit the jacket with some raking light across the top because I wanted to show a little bit of texture. Mm-hmm. But then I put some what we call fill cards, or basically white cards in a horseshoe shape around it, to bounce the light back onto the jacket. So I got the best of both worlds, texture and soft light.
Right.
And I climbed up on a 6-foot ladder and shot down on it. So they're virtually overhead shots, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one looked great. I'm like, okay, we're going to just roll with it, you know, and that's what we did.
How many jackets are in the book?
104.
Okay. Have you photographed any since then?
Yes, sir, I have. Yeah, probably at least a dozen more,
okay,
you know, that have come to me through various means and so on.
Good. Well, and aside from just the photography, and again, it's as you said, you've got the soft light, but the texture, it's a very almost 3D sort of effect that you were able to get, and you look at the artwork and you can appreciate the work that went into it. So that's one aspect of the book, but then it starts to branch out and you started collecting stories of veterans as well.
Right. Yeah. I started meeting these guys. I belonged to the 8th Air Force Historical Society down in Atlanta, and I started meeting these guys and hearing their stories, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot more to this than just a jacket, you know. So I'm not a videographer per se, but a friend of mine went with me and we did 4 video interviews, which are going to be part of the book material. And some of those are on our little YouTube channel, you know, Bomber Boys, and so on. But you start hearing these stories firsthand and you realize, A, how young they were, how scared they were, and how committed they were to finishing the job, essentially. And, you know, it makes you wonder if you yourself would have that same level of chutzpah, so to speak.
Yes.
you know, so they, remarkable people, you know, and to a man, they would say I'm not a hero,
right?
But I personally, I think they did some pretty heroic stuff, to be honest with you.
I think there are a lot of people here who would agree with that, with that sentiment. John Slemp is our guest. The World War II Bomber Boys book. He's the photographer. We talked about the photos, talked about the veterans, and now it branches out even further because now you started talking about the leather jacket as a fashion icon as well.
Yes. You know, it's a self-published book, and I got the idea popped into my head one day to talk to a fashion historian, which I didn't know there was such a thing until, you know, we got into this. I found a young lady in New York, and she wrote 22 pages typewritten on the, you know, the impact, cultural impact and fashion impact. And so I pared it down, but it's in the book. There's a section on the fashion and cultural impact. There's a section on the care and feeding of the jackets written by a professional conservator. We turned that into an FAQ because there's a lot of bad information online about applying this salve or that ointment or what have you. And it actually degrades the material because it attracts dust. And she said, when that starts happening, it then it's all downhill from there. And there's a section on collecting the jackets written by a fellow named Jeff Schrader, who's an appraiser for Antiques Roadshow. I ask around online, I'd like to talk to somebody who can speak authoritatively about collecting these jackets. They said, talk to Jeff Schrader. I'm like, who is he? And long story short, I contacted him, and he said, yeah, and he wrote a little section for me, and free of charge, nice fellow. And a lot of it's common sense, you know, don't spend more money than you can afford to lose. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, you know, that sort of thing. Super, you know, and it was just, and you know, and the book is really a collection of a collaboration. You know, my graphic designer down in Houston did a fantastic job. It's won silver in 2 international design competitions. It was named Fashion Book of the Year by a blog in 2024. And all of these things have happened, you know, unbeknownst to me. Yeah. You know, I was just kind of along for the ride at that point. And, you know, it just, it's really taken me places I never expected, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like you said before, it's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
So if someone does have their grandfather, great-grandfather, uncle, cousin, whatever, in storage somewhere, what are some of the basic tips that you would pass along?
Yeah, keep it in a humidity-controlled environment if possible. Not too hot, not too cold, not too humid or unhumid. Because non-humidity, I shot jackets at the 475th Fighter Group at Plains of Fame in Chino.
Yeah.
And they just had them in glass wooden cases. And I took them out, and they were literally flaking in my hands.
Yeah.
You know, they're gone. You know, they all will. It's a, you know, organic material, so they all will deteriorate at some point. If you can buy a long sleeve T-shirt and sew up the end of the sleeves and then stuff it with archival, you know, like cotton. Mm-hmm. And then you can stick that in the sleeves and it will keep the sleeves from collapsing, things like that. Don't put it on a hanger because the hanger will, you know, it will imprint itself on the shoulders. Don't wear it if you can get away with that, you know, because it will, the thread can literally tear the sleeve off, you know, if it deteriorates to that point. And keep it in, you know, a light safe box, archival box if you can, things like that. You know, I mean, it's okay. And, you know, if you want to display it, talk to somebody who's a professional conservator about how to do that properly.
Right.
You know, but they're very much artifacts now. And, you know, a lot of the families who still have their granddads or what have you jacket, you know, they treasure them.
Yeah.
There was one lady who brought her jacket to me. Her dad's jacket. I photographed it, and we had an exhibition in Atlanta. She came to the exhibition, and I tell you, Steve, she stood in front of that picture for 2 hours. And, you know, it's like, okay, it's time to go. And basically we had to usher her out the door, and she pulled me aside almost in tears and said, you have no idea what this means to me. And it's had that kind of impact on the families.
Wow.
And, you know, and me too, you know, I mean, initially you'd think, well, it's just a jacket and that sort of thing, but it's much more to these families, I'll tell you.
It certainly is. And with that, have you done displays at museums, exhibitions?
Yes, sir. There's one right now currently at the Military Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. It's been up for 2.5 years now, I think.
Okay.
And they love it. And it's 7 jackets, and they chose those 7 because also – the original owner was still alive. So okay. They have their bio on the wall and portrait along with the jacket. And so that's been a wonderful thing to have happened, too.
Good. You are going to do a presentation tomorrow
yes,
morning,
sir.
8:30 at the Skyscape Theater at the museum. What
yes,
will
sir.
You be talking about?
Paving roads, you know. I'll give a presentation. We have several audiovisual clips from the interviews that we did that are very telling. I mean, they'll stop your heart just about when you hear them. And they're very short, but, you know, they're powerful. And one lucky person will walk away with a copy of the book.
Okay.
So
good.
Please, 8:30 in the morning, Skyscape Theater.
Excellent. Be there. And we should note that if you do win that book, make sure you bring along your heavy lifting arms, because
yes.
It is a substantial publication.
It's a tome, yeah, 6 pounds, and it'll be a workout. You know, you may want to take it back out to your car immediately, you know. But
but well worth it, because it is, as you said, a trove of information, great photography, superb research, veteran stories. It really is something. You won't sit down and read it in one night, but it will be something that you come back to time and time again to continue absorbing all of it.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. John, congratulations on this project that has really taken you new places, and now with the educational outreach, we'll take this message even further.
Yeah, it's I think that's important, because, you know, when you hear young teachers, you know, say World War XI, I just cringe, you know, and it's like, you need to get this right, you know, because it's actually, you know, it still affects things today,
right.
And people don't realize that.
Absolutely.
You know, internationally, you know, worldwide.
Yeah. How can folks get more information about the book, the education program?
Sure. The website is www.wwiibomberboys.com. I put WWII in front of Bomber Boys because I didn't want the FBI showing up at my door on Sunday morning with a Bomber Boys website, you know.
Yep.
The official title is Bomber Boys World War II Flight Jacket Art, because there are some other books out there named Bomber Boys, but
okay.
So that's the correct official title.
Very good. John, thank you for being here. Good luck with the presentation tomorrow, and have a great week here at AirVenture.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
From the stand, I'm Steve Buss, and this is EAA Radio.